Have you seen? It's a new fucking dildo that actually is like do all that other shit. Like literally, you could put it on the fucking door and all that shit. I'm like, dude, y'all are like, trying
it
to
goes
make
in and
yes.
Out. And it
yes.
twirls?
Yes.
Damn.
Bruh. Pause. Oh, shit. But they're trying to make men obsolete. And this is like, dude, like, granted, I'm not misogynistic. I'm not a woman hater. I love women, all right? Like, do what you do. But at the same time, men, we have to be held accountable and held to a certain standard. Now that we are wanting certain women to hold themselves into accountable or to a certain standard, now it's a problem.
I just think everybody has their own opinion, and this is not, because I think this is just something else that pits women and men against each other, having this whole conversation. Because in reality, there's a bunch of women that disagree with the fact that abortion should be legal, just like there's a bunch of men that agree that abortion should be legal.
True.
It's not just a women and men thing, and this is just another conversation that pits us against each other, so we have another fucking gender war like we've been having for the past 2-3 years now. Because nobody,
the gender war,
it's all these different little key points that we keep running into when it's like a women on man type of conversation, and it seems to me like I don't want to talk like it's the Matrix, but this is some Matrix shit. Like, it's like the government put this in there. Yeah. Like, it's like, yeah, they're going to talk about this for years. They ain't going to remember COVID. They're going to be talking about relationship shit for like years, nigga.
And also, when it comes down to the Roe v. Wade shit, like, granted, I'm not saying that I fully agree or disagree with them taking that away.
I disagree.
Yeah, I was about to say, I disagree with them taking it away, but I don't disagree on the reasonings on why they took it away. Because in all honesty, white people are the majority. All right. They're the ones getting the
most. So are you saying racism?
Yeah, I'm
trying to be
like
the majority race.
Yeah, I feel like it's a population control type deal.
I've heard people say white people want to be the majority race. So
yeah, that's my theory on it.
It's a theory.
Yeah,
it's a theory.
I'm not saying it's facts. I'm not saying that it's concrete. I'm not saying I have full bred evidence on it. No, it's just a C theory. That's it.
I just feel like I disagree about it. Anybody I've talked to about it, preferably older men specifically. Not preferably, but specifically older men.
Yeah.
They all disagree with this. This is not just men just thinking like, oh, we just need to take their rights away.
Hell
like,
nah.
Bruh, what the fuck? Like, they still got rights? It's been like, it's been 100 years,
damn,
bruh.
Nigga, we ain't take them shit yet?
We ain't take their rights yet?
What,
like,
nigga?
No, a lot of men are not necessarily advocates, but they do agree that y'all should have more rights than y'all do. It's been statistics out on this.
So by women going on social media saying men are trash, men are this. No, that's the men that you've dealt with in your experience. Just like some women that I can say are trash are because of the experience that I've had with them. I'm not going to go out and say, oh, all women are trash because of 2-3 other people that I've dealt with. What? How does that make sense?
I'm just saying, bro. Yeah, y'all want to blame men, but the thing is, even back when y'all first got y'all rights, there were women that disagreed with that. There was women that was cool where they was at. There's women that disagree that y'all should have abortions. There's women that disagree with a lot of shit y'all do, the sexual liberation thing. Pearl is just a big example of that. Yep. There's a lot of women that disagree. So
shout out to Pearly Thoughts.
This is not a man or woman thing. Women disagree with y'all. We agree with y'all sometimes. It's nothing like that. I think this is really a stupid conversation. Y'all need to take that up with the niggas that's oppressing y'all.
Yeah.
Because it's not men. It's those men. Yeah, and they were appointed by the president. And we have more women than men. And those presidents get elected by these people. So, I mean, what does that say?
Oh, God.
It's y'all fault.
Like, don't hold it against us, all right? Because we didn't do it, all right? I told you, I ain't vote.
So, I voted,
he voted. Hold it against him. I ain't vote. Don't hold it against me.
Hey,
all right.
It is what it is. I mean, if you want to find somebody to blame,
I got a sticker.
Blame the president. Blame Joe Biden. Blame that nigga.
I'm gonna wear that motherfucker.
I blame him too. The nigga see now, bro. Like,
there's only one word to describe America. that nigga got dementia for real.
That's all. That's the only thing I have a problem with is that, like, I feel like men in general, especially in Western society, have to take the brunt of those decisions made by niggas that we didn't even appoint to be in the Supreme Court.
It's like, yeah, we have to take the fucking heat. Like, dude, I've literally, like, okay, and it's like, as a man.
And not even just that, but just other, you know, like you said, other women's experiences of having terrible men or maybe getting molested or something like that when they was younger.
Now, from that aspect, I'm not speaking against that because that's something that I could never, I mean, never truly actually understand because I've never been through it. That's something I've never experienced. So when it comes down to the oppressed part, I'm not speaking against women who's been, you know, essayed and stuff like that or graped or anything like that. That's something that is completely left field.
I mean, for sure. I was giving up examples of women having disdain for men for these various reasons. That's what I was saying. Because that happens. It really does.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. They
get, you know, that essayed or abused physically by a man, and they have this hatred towards men. Some women go lesbian for those reasons.
Oh, my gosh. It was one chick named, we don't call her Bobo. But you know who I'm talking about. Dragon Tattoo.
I guess. I don't fucking know. Oh, I don't be giving fuck about these hoes.
Nah, nah. All right, anyway.
Pimping is pimping.
Anyway, she was just openly, me and my little brother having a conversation. She just openly like, oh my God, men are just such trash. I looked at him. He looked at me. We looked at her. He was like, sweetheart, no. Just, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. And I hate that. It's like.
I'm like, but men are trash, but this man is the reason why you're here.
Bitches need to take accountability.
That's the reason why you have a roof over your fucking head. Like, what the fuck? Like, what?
Yeah.
What? And he's not even like, he's not even making you pay bills, you goofy bitch. Like, what? All right, I'm sorry.
Women have no right. I mean, they have no problem like disrespecting a nigga, bro.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And that was mainly the reason why I even made that post, because it's like, yo, you can get online and say whatever the fuck you want as a woman about men, and it's perfectly fine, and you're going to have a cult following. Granted, sometimes you do get ratioed, especially if you're ugly. You are.
Yeah. If you're ugly, yeah, like, you're those chances go high. You're getting ratioed
like a bitch. Yeah. Right? So all I'm saying is, all right.
Unless you got a disability, then they embrace you.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. But they can get online and say whatever the fuck they want. And I promise you, it's going to be a whole bunch of women that's going to flock in and just agree and embrace. And yes, period poo and period bitch. And it's like nobody really wants to hold anybody accountable. But you hold men accountable. But if a man holds y'all accountable, it's fucked up. Not speaking for all, but just the certain people that I've seen online. It's like, yo, what the fuck?
I will say, okay, if we talk about online culture, there's a bunch of liberation in that, of course.
Yeah, that's like, literally, I probably should have been more specific in what I was saying, but I'm literally just going off of online culture.
Yeah, if we not just specifically like talk, okay, no real life shit.
Yeah, it's nothing IRL. Yeah.
So, I mean, I already told my take on that. You know, women also are not on y'all side, but online culture, there's no oppression there at all. Like, and it's crazy because even with that bitch, that woman, she was fine. Fine young black lady. Lost her brand deal. She was talking about this is like sexual oppression or some shit like that.
That bit. Fine. Fine young lady.
She was talking about she was oppressed because she lost a brand deal for posting a fucking ass out.
How is that oppressed? How are you oppressed? Okay, first of all, let me look up the true definition of oppressed. All right. Or oppressed. Okay. That's oppression. Oppression, all right? Prolonged, cruel, or unjust treatment or control.
Nah, bro.
How is that unjust?
Nah. Y'all have the most freedom. Y'all can get the most brand deals with the least amount of talent. Like, bro.
Thank you.
And that's when it becomes very true. Because when these red pill dudes talk about this shit, they be like, well, men had to create their value. And that's very much true when it comes to online culture. Now, I can't speak to offline and real life because there's a lot of fucked up shit going on real life shit. But online, bruh, y'all don't have to create no value. Your value is literally there. And Instagram and apps these days are getting way better with like editing pictures and shit, getting rid of all the blemishes,
filters,
making it ass fat. Like, bruh, it's crazy.
I've seen it too.
It's crazy as fuck.
That shit is like sorcery.
Yep.
Like makeup.
Yep.
It has the real thing.
But let's be clear, though. Those two things are very much so different. Internet culture and real life shit. Those are really different things. And I don't disagree that women are oppressed in certain things of life. I feel like there's still this old stigma men are supposed to be leaders, and I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I think that's a big reason why Stacey Abrams is not in office right now.
Yeah.
And she, they voted for Governor Kemp. Yeah.
And the sad part is, it's like, people want to speak against gender roles and shit like that, my bad. People want to speak against gender roles, but if you look back in the day, granted, if you take away being barefoot, pregnant, having kids, and always being by the stove, gender roles was actually a thing and made everything a little bit more simpler.
I mean, I don't disagree with you. I don't have.
I'm not saying like it's the best thing since fucking sliced bread or something like that.
I just don't have a real take on that because of course being like from a single parent household and not necessarily knowing the history of how it worked back then.
Yeah.
But I will say that. Yeah. What was I talking about before you said that? I said that's why Stacey Abrams is not in office.
Governor Kemp.
Yeah. So I do feel like that's still there in a lot of our society, especially like, you know, when it comes to voting and getting these people in office that can have the power to change laws.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the only thing I can personally see, but I can never speak against also the abortion, you know, Roe v. Wade being overturned.
Yeah.
And if y'all vote for Herschel Walker, my nigga, y'all
you're
niggas
dumbass.
Hey, y'all
boy,
not
you're
having
a crash
no abortions,
dummy.
Dog.
All right, you're a crash dummy. If yeah, you vote talk. For Herschel Walker, boy, you're stupid.
You better stack up, nigga. Oh, stack God. Up on your plan B's because yep. he is against
he
abortion.
Said, he said, "Nah, we like to have our babies, even if it's with family.
Even if I had my bitches get abortion." Yeah, that nigga's an idiot, bro. Yeah. I hope he's not voted in. I can't believe it's a runoff right
Bruh,
now.
How the fuck is he even like
Georgia
being able
is
to
big.
Run?
Georgia is a big place.
Yeah, I've noticed.
I've come to realize that with this election, I'm like, wow, this is like the whole Georgia though. Like this, like this is Georgia is fucking huge. We just live in Atlanta, so it seemed kind of small, but every like
Georgia's it's fucking big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else just so spread apart around it, though.
Bruh, you ain't lying, because Stone Mountain? Mm-hmm. Nigga, that shit far. All right? That shit far as fuck.
Would you ever take your kid to a Hooters? 5-6 years old?
I'll be honest with you. I would. I definitely would.
What would be
Wait. Is it my son or my daughter?
Your son.
Oh, of course. The fuck? Yes.
I just felt like
let's look at some Yiddy, son.
I ain't gonna lie.
This is the strip club junior, son. Like, yeah. This
would,
is
if
you
he was 12, if he was 12, yes. Like a preteen, 13, maybe.
No, I don't want this nigga
even
walking around
11,
with a boner.
Yeah, at that point he is.
Yeah, they don't think about that.
That is true.
That is true. That nigga be walking around with stiff arm everybody.
Yeah, he gonna discover himself at that time.
He gonna go to the bathroom. He ain't coming out for like 30 minutes.
hey, son, you've been to the bathroom like 14 times today. Your stomach feeling okay?
Yeah, I just had to wash my hands. Man. Look, I'm gonna just say this. All right, I am pro keeping my son pro pussy. All right, like fuck the bullshit. All right, like hell yes. All right, it's always this pro gay and all this good shit. I am pro straight for my son.
A lot of people say that, and I don't understand what they mean. Like, what do you mean pro gay? Because a lot of people say it's a pro gay agenda. I'm like, what does that
mean?
When I say that,
it's like we're not forcing a whole bunch of heterosexual shit onto our kids, where it's just normal shit. But
yeah, exactly, and that's where the gay people come from, because they're like, well, why is the heterosexual shit is normal but the gay shit is not normal? That's the whole point.
Well, here's the thing, if you want inclusion, I'm not mad at that, but I don't want that on kids programming. I don't at least want my kids having to watch that shit.
But you would be cool if your kids would watch a man and a woman like kiss and shit?
No, I wouldn't be cool with that.
Okay, well, then that's a fair point.
Yeah, like, I would not want, if my kid is under 12 years old, at least definitely under fucking 13, you're not watching none of that shit. Hell nah.
Like even, yeah, even if it's a Disney movie and they just kissing.
Yeah. Them. Now, if it's a Disney movie, I'll be honest with you. I kind of would have to just let that slide. Yeah, I just have to let it slide. Because it's like we grew up on Disney movies. That's the only reason why I would even say that.
Yeah, but, and I know the reason why I was fucking so young is not because I seen in Disney they was kissing. That's not why.
So I'm not an asshole. Like, I'm fair. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I don't want my son. I want my son to be pro pussy, but at the same time, I want him looking at porn at fucking 11 years old. Hell nah.
Shit,
like,
I was 12. But
same. But it's like, realistically, I want my kid to be a kid. Don't worry about sexuality, nigga. Go worry about Power Rangers, my nigga. Like, go worry about fucking Mortal Kombat wrestling or some shit.
Like, so when you say, like, the gay agenda and maybe this how other people interpret it too, you mean like in the so-called inclusion in like Disney movies like Lightyear, you know, shit like that, where I can see that.
And it's not to say that I'm gay bashing. It's not to say that I hate that it's in movies or anything like that. No,
it's just two different perspectives. Cause the gay people think that this is inclusivity, and I mean it
technically is. Yeah,
it really is.
Like, and I can't be mad at that. But just have that for adult programming, or at least preteen programming, not for kids that are 8 years old that are highly impressionable.
I will say that a lot of people are not upset with like shit like P-Valley, because that's super gay.
Yeah,
like,
look. I ain't even gonna cap with P-Valley too. Yeah, P-Valley is actually pretty good. Yeah, like, I real fuck shit. With yeah, I don't like all the gay scenes and shit, like the butt fucking.
Yeah, bro, they too long. Like,
it's like, come on,
they fucking
nigga.
For too long. Like, just I'm like, really, I'm Uncle like, Clifford dude, is like dude, busting dude. Dick all up, in, I'm punching dick all in his stomach.
Put his hair, stack his ass, bitch. You better not do that right now.
Hey, damn, Uncle Clifford hitting that like that.
Oh,
bro.
God, he hitting that shit like a real nigga, even though he a diva.
Yeah. But the thing is, I didn't see that many people, just to give the people that's saying this a little more credit. Yeah. I don't see that many people hating on shit like that, rather than hating on like the gay inclusivity in kids shows and shit like that.
Yeah, I'll say this. Like, you remember that Rocco's Modern.
I'm trying to hit that. My shit about to run out. Marco's Modern Life.
Yeah, yeah. That came out on Netflix.
Yeah.
And Mr. Bighead's son turned into his daughter. That's my childhood. You're fucking up the nostalgia that I want to show my kids in this reboot. I've been waiting to show them, and now it's like, this ain't what I wanted you to see. And it's not like I'm saying, okay, this conversation should be had at a reasonable age. Me personally, I would say 13 through 15.
Yeah,
that's when you have that type of conversation. But you're putting it out in children's programming. Come on. And they're very impressionable. They might not even, they're still discovering themselves. They don't know what they are for real or what they really want. Shit, even once you hit 22, you don't know what you want for real. Do you see college phase?
Yeah.
So come on, dude. Like, come on. So all I'm saying is, for my kids, not for all kids, all right? I'm not going to have them watching all that gay shit as kids,
all
right?
All like, that gay shit.
All that gay shit as kids. Now, when they get older, you know, getting their teen years, whatever you watch, if you want to watch it, we'll talk about it. All right, cool. You experienced that. Like, you watch that experience and, you know, tell me what you think about it, blah, 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 blah. But until then, nah, I'm not putting all that gay shit in front of me. Nah. Now, if they come to me and tell me they're gay at 8 years old, I'm going to be like,
yeah, check back with me in like six, seven more years.
I'll be like, go jack off first. Dead ass. If you jack off and then you come back and tell me you're gay, all right, son, let's talk about it.
I mean, I sort of, well, you going to dap him up?
Yeah. I'll be, wait, nah, I'm going to wait for him to wash his hands first. Like, hell nah, I don't want
like,
you all right,
yeah.
I don't want my thumb effing falling on my hand and shit, nigga.
I sort of agree with you, but I also disagree with you because I wouldn't want to force any type of lifestyle on my kids.
No, even if it's
like voluntarily, like I don't mean to do it. It's just like, because I've seen it happen with a religion where a kid's whole family is like Christian. And
true.
They kind of born into that, and they kind of made to believe that this is what they kind of forced into those beliefs. Like, I believe this because, well, shit, I don't know. My whole family do. Yeah, then, that's what it is. But if they sort of try to dive outside of what the whole family would consider normal because it is in their family, then they kind of ostracized by the family.
Yeah.
And that's how those type of situations happen. So I wouldn't want to do that. But at the same time, I wouldn't want to have my son at 5, 6, 7, 8 years old on Disney Channel seeing men kiss.
Oh God!
I equally feel the same about men and women kissing as well.
Oh God!
But at the same time, in kids programming, I don't believe I don't think there's any room to try to program. Like, shit, that's the fucking word. Like
bro, they need to start watching Sesame Street again or something.
Yeah, like, right. Damn. Like something that was really innocent. We don't know dark shit about Sesame Street.
Oh God! Besides, like Elmo. Like touching kids and shit.
Are you talking about Touch Me Elmo?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a weird toy.
No. The dude that originally voiced Elmo.
Oh, he
the
was
original,
a.
So, yeah, he was a Geppetto dude.
Oh damn.
Yeah, he was like, ha ha ha, Elmo want to touch you in your naughty place.
Oh god damn.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Good thing that kids don't have to know about this. There's some shit that grown people find out, and I hate because I just seen a podcast. It was they was talking about like homosexuality in cartoons. And the thing is like, bro, when you're a kid, you're not thinking about this. And they're like, yeah, the man, SpongeBob has always been gay. And then,
bro, get the fuck out of here. He wanted to marry Sandy.
That's the thing about, like, even if he is homosexual, theoretically, that's the thing about cartoons, that it's not that relative to real life. You could never, if you're a kid, you would never realize that that's what gay was.
Yeah,
you would just think he's just a
he's a dumbass. Like dead ass,
he's just an eccentric,
a goofy
fucking
goober.
Sponge.
Yeah,
like,
a goofy goobin dumbass.
Yeah,
like
that's
it.
It you wouldn't think that was gay, but when you get older and you start looking at things, because you are over sexualized now, you don't have pussy now, so you like, nigga, that shit was gay. Like, yeah,
like, that nigga gag bag, bro. Like, nah, that shit gaggy.
That's the thing about it, because as we're grown, so we also see a lot of things differently than kids would.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So who's to say, like, kids are even thinking when they watching Lightyear, oh, this is some gay shit. Like, they're not thinking that unless you already put that in their head. They thinking like, oh, they just have a relationship.
True, but
I'm just saying, bro, we be over sexualizing kids and they like what they watch and shit like that too.
Personally speaking, I had to grow up early, so I knew what a stripper was at 4. So like, I can't speak for everybody else, but it's just subjective. I personally speaking, when I do have kids, or if I do decide to have kids, I'm going to make sure I shield them as much as possible when it comes down to being desensitized.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, it's going to be hard. Like, I dread that day, because I was also a kid that grew up really fast, and it's because of the internet. And it just takes literally venturing off in the internet for about an hour, bro. You can find some terrible shit.
You
like,
ain't lying, bro. So once I saw 2 girls, 1 cup. Then I saw 1 guy, 1 bottle. Oh, my gosh.
Then I saw 1 guy, 1 hammer.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Or 2 guys, 1 hammer or something like that. And I'm just like going down this rabbit hole of fucked up videos. And I'm like, wow, this is like literally in the span of like 30 minutes so I can find this stuff. So I mean, I know there's different provisions set up now, it's a different day and age and shit like that, but yo, it's gonna be really hard to shield your kids without putting like parental likes on your fucking internet.
And that's exactly what the fuck I'm gonna do.
You're gonna have to do
like
that.
Yeah, I'm lazy parents don't do that shit. Yeah. A real parent, the one that actually cares and the one that's gonna make sure you're not gonna go down the same path I went down, fucking yeah. bitches and bandos, all right, you're not gonna go down that path. Shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Nah, you're going to school. You're not going to be scared.
Died.
Damn. Oh, nigga. Fuck me.
You a puffin door?
I'm a puffin now, nigga. Oh. Hell yeah, I'm a puffin door.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. It's something. It's like a griffin, but like more majestical.
Damn. That shit really is fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, you fucking up the angle.
All right, I think we good.
You got this like one little piece.
I actually think we should have it a little closer.
Yeah. Just throw that motherfucker right there. Yeah. Boy, when you get close up, that you look fucked up, boy. You're just like, like, I'm so high. I'm just so goddamn high. I know. It's like when you smoke for a long time, it makes you immune to a lot of shit. So your tolerance really does go up. But what the fuck you got going on, son?
Trying to make sure I'm comfortable.
Yeah, I can respect that. Bruh, it sounds so fucking silent in the studio. Damn, bruh.
You know, because the only nigga that's talking is you, man.
I heard a rat shit. Shit was silent as fuck.
You made a rap shit?
Basically.
Okay, I did. I didn't hear you. I thought you said a rap shit.
Nah, I said I heard a rat shit.
Wow.
Yeah. That shit's quiet.
Bro, I seen a grown man cry because, like, somebody seen a rat in his background while he was live streaming. He said, nigga, is that a motherfucking rat, nigga? Like, how dirty is you? You got rat. And he was like, bro, I don't think that's a rat, bro. He's like, nigga, that was definitely a rat. What was it then?
He's a rodent.
Like, he's like, bro, that was a mice, bro.
That's a mice.
That shit had me weak as fuck.
A mice is
that's a mice, bro. Like that comeback is just weak as hell.
Hey, man. Hey. Nah. I ain't got shit for that. But yeah, the energy. Hold on. We're not getting sponsored by them. All right, I'm just go ahead and like throw that out there. But I need my wings. So I found this new flavor. It's called Fig Apple.
Nigga, Red Bull is fucking terrible. On gang, on like everything. On my mama, nigga.
It's designer trash, nigga. Nah. Like Monster.
Nah, Monster is like white trash.
Nah. What's white trash is them fucking
C4.
Those two joys, fucking pops, like fucking Nas, like that
that's that shit niggas don't even look at.
Yeah, that's trailer trash, right? This is designer drugs.
Then what's Monster then? Because I wouldn't.
That's designer trash. This is designer drugs, the fucking energy drinks.
But they usually sponsor like bike, like motorcycle, fucking. Like,
ooh.